From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to attend a March for Our Lives demonstration here in Washington Saturday with a message of gun control that is resonating around the world. Students from a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people were killed last month in the latest mass U.S. school shooting, organized Saturday's event.
Every day I get up and I go to school wondering if I'm going to have a school shooting at my school any day. And I feel like I should not feel like that. None of my friends or family members should feel like they should be frightened to go to school.
The student organizers of the march are demanding that children's lives become a priority here in the U.S. More than 800 sister marches have been planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an order banning most transgender people from serving in the military, except under limited circumstances. The White House says the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security have concluded the retention of individuals with a history of gender dysphoria presents a considerable risk to the military effectiveness. Gender dysphoria, formerly known as gender identity disorder, is defined by strong, persistent feelings of identification with the opposite gender. Criticism of the renewed effort towards a transgender ban was immediate from politicians, human rights groups, and the LGBT activists. And the second largest rebel group in Syria's Ghouta province says it has agreed with the Russian military to evacuate sick and wounded people and allow humanitarian aid to enter the rebel-held areas of eastern Ghouta. The fighting there has killed more than 1,500 people and left civilians without much-needed aid. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. After a months-long lull, another terrorist attack has hit France. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for shooting and hostage-taking incidents in southern France, in which four people were killed, including the suspect, who was shot dead by police. The French Interior Minister says the French police officer who exchanged himself for hostages held by a gunman has died. We get more on the story from Lisa Bryan in Paris.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 25-year-old French-Moroccan Redouane Lakhdim, a small-time drug dealer who was reportedly under surveillance for potentially being a religious radical, although he was not considered a security threat. Interior Minister Gérard Colomb said Lakhdim first shot dead a driver while stealing a car in the southern town of Carcassonne, then opened fire on police, wounding one of them. His next target was a supermarket in the nearby town of Trèbes. Reports say Lakhdim shouted Allah Akbar, fired into the air, and took hostages. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. prosecutors say in one of the largest state-sponsored cyber attacks uncovered by the Justice Department, nine Iranian hackers spent 4 years penetrating the computer systems of hundreds of American and foreign universities and other institutions to steal valuable research and other data on behalf of Iran's government. Prosecutors say the hackers worked for Mabna Institute and carried out many of the computer intrusions on behalf of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. International groups are continuing their efforts to help Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh refugee camps. Adel Mohammed Hayat, Kuwait's ambassador to Bangladesh, speaks with reporters about his country's mission to help the Rohingya refugees.
To assist the relief operation and in the meantime, to try to help these refugees with more assistance.
Since late August 2017, more than 688,000 Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State to escape what the UN and Human Rights Watch describe as the military's large-scale campaign of ethnic cleansing. South Korea announced Saturday that North Korea has agreed to meet next week to coordinate logistics and the agendas for the inter-Korea summit to be held in April. Each side will send a three-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. The April summit between the two Korean leaders comes ahead of the face-to-face meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un that is expected to take place in the end of May. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.